Acts, chapter 18. After these things Paul departed from Athens, and came to Cor, Inth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who recently came from Italy, with his wife Priscilla. Because Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came to them. And because he was of the same craft, he stayed with them and worked, because by their occupation they were tent makers, and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath Saturday, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was presse in the spirit, and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his clothing and said to them, your blood is upon your own heads. I am clean. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles, non-Jews, and he departed from there and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one who worshipped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Then the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision, do not be afraid, but speak, and do not hold your peace, because I am with you, and no man shall set on you to hurt you, because I have many people in this city. And he continued there 1 year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. And when Gallio was the deputy of Achaia, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul, and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, this fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law. And when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, if it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O you Jews, reasonably I would bear with you, but if it is a question of woe, rds, and names, and of your law, you take care of it, because I will be no judge of such matters. And he drove them from the judgment seat. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio did not intervene or concern himself with the matter. And Paul, after this, stayed there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brothers, and sailed from there into Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having cut his hair in Caesarea, because he had made a vow. And he came to Ephesus, and left them there, but he himself entered into a synagogue, and reasoned with the Jews. When they desired him to stay longer time with them, he did not consent to do so, but bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that comes in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you, if God wills. And he sailed from Ephesus, and when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up and greeted the church, he went down to Antioch, and after he had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia, in order strengthening all the disciples, and a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, and mighty, in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spoke and he taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John, and he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom, when, Aquila, and Priscilla had heard, they took him to themselves, and expounded to him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brothers wrote, encouraging the disciples to receive him, who, when he had company, me, helped those greatly who had believed through grace, because he mightily convinced the Jews, and publicly showing by scriptures that Jesus was Christ.